on the 16 kinds of emptiness.
17.4.94.
Today we are in the fourth section explaining fourth section of the main section now, which is explaining the no self of phenomena. And this fourth section is how specific philosophical systems realize the no self of phenomena. And the root text reads, although the Vaibhashikas and Svatantrikas do not completely perfect it, they ascertain the no-self of phenomena with respect to particular categories of phenomena. The reason for this is that through analysis, nothing is found. They take this not finding to mean not truly existent. This is the general system of these two schools.
Tumda mava tamje le yobar yede. Tumda mava chulog mava tamje la yobar ye. Yobar ye se jete songre. Serur palayam. Serur mede palayam. Chuje dami rapa topa yoba. Kenjin hezu oma jine. Yebe so. So se jokse gangari yabe. Tini le lavo chagre, Chirangla kejo le lavo chagre, Yenge le lavo chagre, Kanga le lavo chagre.
There are two types of no self. There is the coarse and the subtle. And the text says just these coarse no self of phenomena is said to be present or realized by all of the philosophical systems. And also it has been explained in the Umajan by Shanti Rakshita that the outsiders or non-Buddhist philosophical schools realize a no-self of phenomena.
Ting gartar chorpe, ti si jete, teda te chu jidami rakpa ti. Ting gartar chorpe. Chujidami rakpa tokpa hirap teke ti. Chujidami rakpa tokpa hirap te ngadar churpa karare ngadar churpe shizir drapa rakpa ngon nangre. Rakpa ngon nambar sije. Shizir drapa savani che togumare ngon nangre. Ngon nangre nyan nangre. Ngoni ma ni 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 yun hira ngo ya chi. Ngo ya ting ting hira zo togumado. Go ningre. Tezang ke gombar sepe. Chuje dami rakpa tezang ke gombar sepe, zemba chuje dami pa ngon som to thongwa to sikamare. Mesejjen. Yang Tarpa chamtun je geva tsawa tangyang trabasar. Tarpa chamtun je geva chika gogundo. Geva chika miyina chuja dhamme rakpa tokpa tsangja lami rogumar. Tarpa chamtun, tarpa jisun tunpa geva tsawa gogundo dedang yang trabasar. Benna sarirpa nam tenda wazi sikindo. Geva tang, geva tsawa tangyang trabasar. ता चुचे दामी राखपा ते थरपा चम्तों जे गेवा तांग देना तेने रेबे तंदा सांचु ठोकरे सांचु ठोपे जोड़ देगे देख सोए
करे तेने दे ट्रावरे
करे
ते थरपे 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 चातन जे गेवा ताल
गेता तांग यंग ट्रावर से
ते चुचे ताक में राखपा तांग दे थोपा तेने गेवा
मैं मैं मतेक पास हूँ मतेक पता हूँ Yang Tene Pakaki, Chichi Dami, Rakpa Togodo, the Tin Yang Temba Madubu Togodo, Ina Yang, the Endeli Ishi Zogumado, Geva Dukumadua. Then Geva Madamna Tanda Tony Tony Rakpa Santo, Te Combe Tony Monsum to Togumare, Tony Tokwa Liang, so Nam Jeto Gogodo. So Nam Jeto, maybe Senna. Tony to see the maris. Ta cosom. Ta ha cosom, no tire good. Ta ta.
Then
I'm
sure
they call a Zimba Chichi Dockman. Ah, Zimba Chichi Dockman. Come on, this. Yarn. Some she compares sepe Zuma Chichi Dami Topare Maton, Zimba Chichi Dami, Monson the Same dam member topate, Kalekagre. Your dam member topate, lay lagre. When a zog demper matter patato, lay lagre, rapa. In a zogo samba nam dota, zozing is same day, dam member to Kalekapu. Hakoswa?
The realization of the coarse no self of phenomena does suppress the coarse obscuration of objects of knowledge, which is the opposite of this no self of phenomena. The text just says this, and this here refers to this coarse no self of phenomena. And the coarse no self of phenomena, or the prajna which realizes that, is the opposite of the coarse obscuration of objects of knowledge. So it does, to realize a coarse no self of phenomena does suppress the coarse obscuration of objects of knowledge. And here the word suppress is literally in Tibetan to push the head down, which means it does suppress it, does push its head down, but it doesn't cut it from the root. So just, so although it does that, it is not a view which is a path to omniscience. Simply realizing the coarse no self of phenomena doesn't enable one to attain complete enlightenment. By becoming accustomed to just that, so by becoming accustomed to just the coarse no self of phenomena, it is not possible to directly see the no self of phenomena, which is the perceiver. So it is harder to realize the lack of a self-entity within the mind, which is a perceiver. It's easier to recognize that objects lack of self-entity. For example, it's easier to recognize that forms lack any truly existent self-entity. However, it's harder to recognize that the mind which perceives forms lacks a self-entity. And also this realization of the lack of a coarse self-entity within phenomena is separate from or lacks the roots of virtue which are in accordance with liberation. And this statement is mainly referring to non-Buddhists, say for example scientists. So they may have some understanding or recognition that on a coarse level phenomena lack a self-entity. However, they, for example, like scientists, have no confidence in karma, in that actions lead to a result. And so therefore, they don't accumulate virtue which accords with liberation, that is, virtue which will lead to liberation. And in order to realize emptiness directly, one needs to needs to accumulate virtue. One may be able to understand that things are empty in a coarse way, but to directly realize emptiness, one has to accumulate virtue. Next, there's an explanation about the view of the Drangchenpas or Samkhyas, who are a non-Buddhist school, and their name means something like enumerators. So it's because they enumerate, divide phenomena into 25 categories. And their view is similar to the Chittamatrans. They assert that the appearance of external objects are mind, and that when this mind dissolves into the space of the fundamental principle, then perceived objects and perceiving subject become non-existent. So they assert that, like the Chittamatrans, that external objects or appearances are mind, and they say that when this perceiving mind dissolves into what they call the space of the fundamental principle, then perceived objects into perceiving subject no longer exist. And perceiving, perceived objects and a perceiving subject are to make up samsara. So the individual whose perceiving mind dissolves into this fundamental space then attains, according to their tradition, liberation.
Ta sendor, sabatila sendor teni yonzo zo minis, ta sendor teni yonzo zo min, jan hibe ta sabarang tigli. Sendor, sedra mavan don do debar. Sedra mavatan do debe lokari. Sendor, chujin tata gating do, chujin tata, chujin tamje, chujin yonzo zo go ting do. Tenlem bepar mahepe. Chutin kahele mato, chutin yonzo gatendo, tada gatendo, chuti dami tenlem bepsor te se sedra mava dan dote be yonga mahepe. Mahepe, mahepe sedra is mahepe sena, chuti dami teni, sendu lola, from dal chuti dami teni yonzo zoka mejam, chuti dami yonzo meva. Sendu Sedra Mabatan Dodeva Lola Chuchin, Chuchi Dami, also Zoga Mite, Chuchin Tadak Ting the Tinlin Beper, my Hebe said. Chuchin Yetseva Tingdo, Chuchin Kahi, Yetseva, Negabe, Chuchin Tingdo, Tinlin Beper, Hebe, Hebe Sena, Tinny, Chuchi Dami, Chahi, some Yoko, Yote, Tinan Semne Yongdo, Sedra. Take doom and say, Drama, young dog, young dog, like a career, Peterly. Sedon Rakpa, they meet the Kela. Say, Drama, Lola, Sedon Rakpa, they meet the Kiva, they travel my hero. Sedon Zonga, which in the Dutin travel the end of the Kela. Do they be young long names of Ter Maze, Sedon Rakpa, they meet the Kiva Maze, Zedo Ni, Zedo Pate, Same Chugere. Zé Sijite Zé Zé Dangmupo Rangsin Tsu Tunda Chikwa Re Dokpa Sijite Tokta Kcha Re Nam Tokta Takpa Cha Ngupo Re Re La Zé La Yang Nam Tokpa Takpa Cha Munda Wa Mungpo Yungu Ta Zé Dang Dokpa Ni Sub Se De Zé Do Ni Je De Sebe Dokpa Yang De Mi Do Hepa Yenu Zé Yina Yang Nam Tokta Takpa Cha De Mi Re Nam dog mata but ze ranci jude me bachire te tendam re mune yere mato nam dog tak bachat tamje ganga de mire heba yeno ya
Now we come to an explanation of the first line of the root verse, which says, although the Vaibhashikas and Swatantrikas do not completely perfect it. If the Vaibhashikas and Swatantrikas don't completely perfect Swatantrikas, although they don't completely perfect they don't completely perfect a realization of the no-self of phenomena. And this is explained here, that they don't explain in their texts that the no-self of phenomena should be ascertained in relation to all phenomena. So they don't perfect the no self of phenomena because they don't explain that all phenomena lack a self entity. However, they do. The no self of phenomena. And text then goes on to explain this. And it says that in the text of the Vaivashikas, they explain that coarse outer objects are not real. So although they explain that coarse outer objects are not real, they still do assert that subtle phenomena are real. They assert that the subtle phenomena of of particles, of subtle particles, are truly existent. And then in the text of the Swatantrikas, they assert not only that, so they assert not only that course of phenomena are not real, but they also assert from among two categories, that of substances and that of what's in Tibetan dokpa, or could say the reverse, or an aspect, conceptually conceived aspect, that the conceptual aspect is not real. So these two categories of substances and a reverse or a conceptually conceived aspect substances refer to things, or just called it mupo in Tibetan, or rongtsen, specifically characterized phenomena. So these are synonyms. And dokpa, or sometimes in some cases means a reverse, or here it means a conceptually labeled thing, conceptually conceived aspect. So all conceptually labeled things are not real, but the specifically characterized phenomena, which are what are labeled, are said in this tradition to be inexpressible, and they are also said to be truly existent.
Pumcho yin to kunzo to yo te hita. pombatavo, taratavo, kanhe, chomba, toatam, bamsoji, chombatam, bamha, chombatam. Mama tar segamado, tar a chom togumado, then some tar a chom togumado, tar a yag. Mama zamat is chom togumado, toa. Tare, Rocky Mountain, it a bomb with them. Jumpadam Zuking Louisana, same Dawina, same Namdog joint, Bamgachom Togumado, Kagachomore, Shirap the Chegogodo. Oh, same Kitik Tango, the Samat, and same Jang Wally, Shirap the Che, no matter. Louisana. Same to join the law, Hirapji, Ji Yin Sana, Yi Chahi Soso Sana, Telo Majopa. Tara Lambam Jamna, Torsona, Tara Mare, Tarbu Pumpore. Then a Tari Lon Jogumare. Kangba Lambam Jamna Hixona, then in Kangba Lon Jogumare. Mama Kangbari, Jesus Tarbu Pumpore. Tarva Pungur. Marve. Tronchel and Bamja Hicks on the Tronchel Mare. Then it Tarva Pungur. Do dan Sai Pungur. Take in the Pumche in the Kunzota. Pumba Toaka Majomna, Pumba Re, Jom Sana, Pumba Mare. Choyan. Chow mangan dupa kapsa chore, tor chana, dutin dan tor chana chow mare. Tehi ndo kunzob to yo pa. Chom yik ma zhe par. Thuwa tam bam so je ma chom cheng, sem je junyi na hirap je che te ma san na kunzob to yo pa te kunzob yu shi tam, kunzob to yo pa te kunzob re. Dene chom yik zo matopa zoma dutin chami da hiba kejik chami de chom togumado dutin chami lambam jamne tor togumado tugrebe chami tor togumado toa ke chom togumado toa kuso toa ke chami hik togumado bam jana yam chami de hik togumado hiba yam sem kejik chami yam Hirap ji che na hik togumado, cha yo mari che togumado, ko kanya zo togumado. Pena dutin chami lam bam ka tor to mara kola, bam de te to gore mara chata jo. Sem ke jik chami laya hirap ji che to gore mara, hirap ji muyor to shat to gore mara, zoya yo mara. Tis na, tene, Zoma dutin chami, the hippa chikajik chami, need the chomjik saya, maybe sana, dundam dundover. Chomjik soya, yoba, the consup to dover. Sedra mavlong. Chir consup to chuke, k lung sinche. Consup to chuke, k lung sinche, sinche, sije, lung is long day. Consup to chuke, malanga tagare. Kase, k lung sinche. ते देंबर माटो बने दो कुंजोप ते देंबर माटो बने दो खेलिंग गुगरे चुम्था मावा कुंजी क्योंलो ये बताऊं चेर चुलो कंडे ची इना यं कुंजोप जी चु जे खेल मालांग ना मालांग बरे लाने जों दे कुंजोप ते जोप से जे दे देंबर माटो बा खेलिंग गुगरे चुम्था मावा तम जेब दोते भी योंगे जंग चके तो Tei chetar nam dapa tena tamba tondami. Tei sijeta nambar topa tei chetar koindo takwa tena tamba tondami yang dapa yamare. Dona tokpe kang takwa tei yang dapa yamare. Tokpe takpa te kunzobre. Tokpe takpa lindepe. Depa te tondam resere. Tokpe matape ransin yopa te tondam resere. Dote below the chitin kunzop down, ransin to a dandy yard. He saw dova dokpa yinser dokpa tang yinser tata chikpa re dokpa penna dra amjo ke chordya mingda tani mata pati ranchi re tela sepa mata pa ngupo la sope tani taba tamje dokpa sikre dokpa jatan tongda saya seva mangpo ta chukre yinser sikete yin che pa tan yin serva chani yin ser se pe na dra te tapa serva go ni mata pa ma se pa serva chani se pa se yin dokso ka ku chani yin ser se gre yin ser de me don che ji je yin ser te do pa tan yin ser de bar ma dro pan che ji je long ha chang mang bu ye chen de mang bu ye Tema Namde le Dopa Yinser Mumi the Dropper Repat Ye Yuba Tanda Gogo Manda Tajon Mother Niko Ni kong na malam tang. Malam tang na malam the tupa jamia tuk. Yeah. Look at it.
So the reason for this is that whatever phenomenon you're analyzing with whatever phenomenon there is, if you analyze it with the prajna which analyzes for the ultimate, nothing is found. And simply this not finding anything is posited as the meaning of not real or not truly existent. And this is the a general system of these two schools. And then it is said, there's a quote from the Abhidharma. Whatever can be destroyed or cleared away by the intellect cannot be engaged in by the mind, and is said to be relatively existent, like a vase or water. So whatever can be destroyed then refers to things like a vase, which can be destroyed with a hammer, or a rock mountain, which can be blown up by a bomb. And the mind can't be blown up by a bomb. However, it can be analyzed with prajna. And when it's analyzed with prajna, then it is found that it doesn't truly exist, that there is no single truly existent moment of consciousness. So if you blow up a rock mountain with a bomb, then all you have left is a heap of dust. A house is something you can think of, but first you have a house, but then if you blow that up with a bomb, you're also only left with a heap of dust. And the same with a city. First there's a big city, and then if you blow that up, all you have left is some rubble. If you have a vase, at first if you don't destroy it, there is a vase. But then if you hit it with a hammer, there's nothing left. And with water, if you have it all gathered together, there is some water there. But then if you spread it all around, there's nothing left of that water. So these are things which the mind can't engage with, and they are said to be only relatively existent. Then what can't be destroyed, or can't be analyzed into nothing, is said to be truly existent or ultimately existent. And for these schools, this then refers to a truly existent moment of consciousness and a truly existent partless particle. So a partless particle can't be hit by a hammer, so it can't be destroyed in that way. And an instant of consciousness cannot be analyzed into something else, can't be separated through analysis, and so that is said to be existent or what is ultimate. So in general, it is the case that if one asserts that relative phenomena can be destroyed, then it must follow that they are not truly existent. And this is the tradition of all the philosophical schools. If one asserts that something is a relative phenomena, then it follows that it's not ultimate. Then it also says in the main text of the Svatantrikas, whatever is imputed by that, and that in this case refers to thoughts. So whatever is imputed by thoughts is not ultimate. So whatever is conceptually imputed is relative. And so then it follows that what is not conceptually imputed for these schools then would be ultimate, and that for them specifically characterized phenomena are said to be ultimate, and generally characterized phenomena are said to be relative. It is taught in, it is explained in many quotes that conceptual aspects and what are called exclusion of others are not real. These two terms here in Tibetan, Dokpa and Shensel, are synonyms, and a Dokpa, or in this case a conceptual aspect, refers to, for example, when you hear a sound and you label that sound as being impermanent, being composite, being a sound, or whatever. The actual sound itself, when it's not conceptually labeled, is a specifically characterized phenomena. And then a shensel, which is literally an exclusion of other, refers to a conceptual process where you exclude everything that this sound is not. So you arrive at the fact that the sound is impermanent because it is not permanent. You understand that a sound is composite because it is not not composite.
Jai 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 Jai
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཡོད པ དང 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 ཁྱི ཕྱ yarva, jeba, taketana, nidong hibani, setambalola, pakakitrana imbesena, sedomadrop, telemikben zembaya madrop, zungze niji tongbare, zungze niji tongbe, hibasarik zam dembar dogodok, disena. Ome yana nidong zungze niji tongbe hiba. Hiba sarik zam, sar zam, rek zam. Ming lin deba, tig lin deba, tanyi lin deba, hiba sarik zam, jik denbar ke lengdo. De doendam do, zungze nidong ki hiba sarik zam, yang takbar, yobar ke lama di se na. Dene, chuji dami zogbar mado bari, chuda ka so jik la bari, de kar la bari. Nidong ki hiba de, tongba nidu tena per tomro. Sombare, ya, tangbo tsarate.
Next we have presentation of the Chittermatran school, and the root text says, within their own system, the Chittermatrans assert the realization of the two types of no-self. If these are evaluated by Madhyamaka reasoning, there remains an aspect of the self of phenomena, because the Chittermatrans assert that consciousness, empty of dualism, is an ultimate. Although the Chittermatrans assert that they realize completely the two types of no-self, that of phenomena and that of an individual, if their position is evaluated by Madhyamaka reasoning, and because they assert that consciousness empty of dualism is an ultimate. In the Chittamatran system, they assert that external objects are mind because they are the appearances which arise due to confused habitual patterns. And they say that the consciousness empty of the dualism of perceived and perceiver, which is simply clear and aware, is ultimate. And this consciousness empty of the dualism of perceived and perceiver, said to be beyond any name, any terms, any or any words, any conventional terms that could be applied to it. But because they do assert this as being ultimate, there still remains an aspect of the self of phenomena, which the no-self of phenomena, which they don't fully realize. And the reason for this is because of their assertion that this consciousness empty of perceived and perceiver is something ultimate or real.
Deva. Tumta oma te damaze. Tumta oma. Seja mavatan. Dote patte nam maze. Sijite namje. Sijidami. Zopar matopa maze. Tikin. Semtambe. Semtambe tavate. Tikin jitavare. Tikin semtambe jang. Rang logla. Semtamba rang logla. Kanzak dami tang. Chichi dhammi ni ka tokpar ndo chang, dhammi ni zokpar tokpar ndo chang. Ome rikwe yar na che na, zungze ni tong ki hipa nyei, nyei se che de zungze ni tong ki hipa tenyei, tong tampar ndo pa ti se na, chuda ka so che lupe, zungze ni tong ki hipa te chuda to lavare, lupare. Dami nin tar simba mayinjang. Senzambe lo la dami nikan tar simba mare rano. Ina yang kanzak dami tarata, senzambe lo la kanzak dame bate rakbata traba nika tovare. Chuja da rakbanem. Chuja da rakbanem pamba yino. Chuja rakba senzambe lo la pangre. Chudara, chuja dami rakpa hikindo. Tokpa kapsa yang, chuja dami rakpa to tokno tenro. Chetang hie na yang, to ma to, hie na tokpe chakumare. Toni hie ke yore, ina yang, toni tokpe chakumare, tena yi. Senzambe, taba hie pa te, senzambe lokla tokpe chakumare, tena yang. Semzamba rang lan tine tene panza pamba jina chujeda chuda rakpa pamba yino chuda rakpa pangse jede chujeda zin rakpa pamba chujeda ngane paya me bare chujeda zin paya chepar semza nam dinbe yino o tipar yino
The commentary says, not only do the lower philosophical systems, and this means not only do the lower philosophical systems, meaning the two we just had, the Vaibhashikas and Svatantrikas, not only do they not fully realize the no-self of phenomena. But this is also the case with the Mahayana school of the Chittamatrans. So although the Chittamatrans in their own tradition assert that they realize both types of no-self, if this is evaluated in terms of Madhyamaka reasoning, because they assert a consciousness which is empty of perceived and perceiver, the duality of perceived objects and a perceiving subject, as being ultimate, there still remains an aspect of the self-entity of phenomena. So what remains that they don't fully realize is this consciousness which is empty of perceived and perceiver, that is still sort of remaining as a self-entity of phenomena for them. Therefore, they don't perfect the two types of no-self. However, they do abandon the subtle and coarse self-entity of the individual, and they do abandon the coarse self-entity of phenomena. So they explain that phenomena lack a coarse self-entity, and they realize this. So it doesn't follow that just because it is explained that phenomena lack a coarse self-entity that one realizes it. However, they do both. They have the explanation of this and the realization of it. When it says that they abandon the coarse self-entity of phenomena, it doesn't mean that there's a self-entity to be abandoned. It means that they abandon clinging to a self-entity within phenomena.
Dene chepar do semzan namdin pene. Semzan la namdin ba da namzin ba nye re. Nam si si jita namba si re. Pena nga tsu milong nang na tena. Milong de chui nang na tena nga tsu dong de xaga do. Ina ya nga tsu dong mune ma re dong namba xaga re. Dong dan bawa ji dong namba xaga re. Dembarn de pala, number sems dembarn de pala, num demba cigarette. Number this rude de demba, your mother sems demba. Number de jumbarn de pala, num demba cigarette. Penna, a male peking in the owner, Namka la trahe and Robert Nama Yagre. Pongan Robin Nama Yagre, Meto and Robin Nama Yagre. This is Tamji, the name Namba, same the number of the mother, silly, your mother. Namba de Zumba, Namba de Zumba Namare. Namba de Minang Tons of Grey, your mother. Then Robin Namba Zumba Dubal and Nam Zumba Sigre. Namba Dember, Namba Samson Dember, Dember Dubal and Nam Dimba. Namba de Junang Dubala. Sruta matra par khe lang jang, nawa semsa khe lawe. Zumba nawa te semsa denbar khe lawe sem na. Zungze ni tong mandu basar, zungze ni tong oma doga mandu. Kayin se na zumba te semsa khe lawe sem na. same year per ke langado, Zoma same to ke lam sena, same year per ke langado, this and a zunze ni dong, mama de gumado. Zoma same to ke lam, zunze ni dong, mado persena, Jumti, this and a kanzak dami, yonzo joker ke langjang, kanzak dami, yonzo ke langre tara, trava ke langre in a young, Tony te. Joksor te nang tongba ni jin joksor chi se ba mai nang tongba ni jin joksor nang tongba ni thar tok ba to ni chu dog nang ni nang tongba ni de chi se ba tok mo do kar se na na ma sem se ke lang sem de ban de pe se na nang tongba ni thar se ba ma nang tongba ni na te ne nang ke chen chi dog te rang ga ngo ma do ba tok go do Then they come the same day, but they say, No, Nang Tongbani Tarsiba Togumudo. Tony Jodog Nani, Nang Tongbani Tarsigumari. Nang Tongbani Jin Jok Sortan, He Sortan, He Sor, Gisimba Mai, Gisimba Mai, Sijete, Tarsimba Mai, Tartoka Mainte. Going to Tabata, Maber K Langjang. Kundake, Choda K me. Kundaka da came going to talk with da maper k lang jang. Kundaka da maper k lang jang. Number talk with da. Namdaka da. Number talk with da maper k maper madrupesen. Karre senatene zunzini don't get hippate. Then Namdaka da yellow which I.
In the Chittamatran school, there are two sub schools called the false aspectarians and the true aspectarians. Nam Dempa and Nam Zumpa in Tibetan. And here in the Tibetan, Nam means aspect. And aspect here means like when you look in a mirror and you see your face, what you're seeing is not really your face, but it's an aspect of your face, or like a reflection of your face. Yeah, image, yeah. Image is better, yeah. Yeah, how do you make it?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so image, yeah. It's also in a dream, various appearances arise, but they are not truly existent external appearances. Like you have a dream about a flower, and it's not really a flower, but it's an image of a flower. And these images arise due to the habitual patterns within the mind. In the Chittamatran school, they don't, they assert that external objects are not truly existent. But then there's a difference about how they view them. So the those who assert that images or aspects are true or real do so because they say that these images are real or true in that they are mind. Then the other school, the Nam Zumpas, say, which are the those who assert that images are false, say that they assert these images to be false. They say it's like, for example, if you have a particular kind of illness that's causes you to see hairs falling in space in front of you, that those images that you see are not real, they're false. They are empty forms that appear, although they are not real. Position is being discussed, those who assert that images are real. And although they assert that perceived objects are not real or not existent as external objects, because they assert these appearances to be mind, then to say that they don't, that they can't truly assert that they recognize the emptiness of both perceived and perceiver. So perceived objects refers to forms, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile objects. And these are not, real, they're not truly existent as external objects. However, these are asserted to be mind. And since they're asserted to be existent as mind, then this school doesn't really realize or doesn't properly explain the emptiness of both perceived objects and a perceiving subject. And although they assert that they perfect the realization of the no-self of the individual, they don't bring to perfection or completion their presentation of inner emptiness, or the emptiness of what is inner, excuse me. So this emptiness of what is inner then is referring to that one which is enumerated as one of the 16 emptinesses, which is the emptiness of the inner ayatanas. And so again, because they assert that appearances are mind, and then this mind is truly existent, then they don't realize the emptiness of what is inner, the emptiness of the inner ayatanas, or the inner sense fields. And although they assert the non-existence of the imputed self, they don't accomplish, perfect the realization of the non-existence of the nominally imputed self. So this, the consciousness which is empty of perceived and perceiver is the basis for this second type of self, which is what they don't fully realize, this nominally imputed self.
Number dalayam kunda ke da yewang ke da yonrob je da isomre kunda ke da te danzin je nam do ke ta na na da da na kale ka pondo na tang ji ke do o tanda na tang je so na na so ja ko ke do samba te danzin je nam do ke danzin je nam do ke meyer je da te kunda ke da re te ya mare ni ne yang yewang ke da ते मैं पर कुंडा के दाते मैं पर के लंग नहीं हैं ये मंग दाते मैं पर मार रहे थे कुंडा कुंडा से भी ये ना हो जी ये रे कुंडा दा से ने कुंडा के ये कुंडा के नाम तो के तक भी ये ते ये मंग दाते मैं पर मार रहे थे कहीं से ना सेम दो Arve. Zongzhen lebe semdo, Mengdang tanyi lebe semdindo.
There are three types of self that we can speak of. An imputed self, a dependent self and a perfectly existent self. So this school does realize that the imputed self doesn't exist, and the imputed self then refers to this self which is imputed by our concepts. It's what we cling to as being a self when we think. And I have when we think I'm having a hard time, I feel very tired, I need to rest. This I that we're thinking about then is this imputed self. It's conceptually imputed. And this is and the basis for this conceptually imputed self is the dependent self. What here in the text is the nampar takpe dak, saying a nominally imputed self. And this is what they don't realize doesn't truly exist, because they assert that there is a mind which is beyond perceived and perceiver. Because they say there is such a thing, then they haven't realized the non-existence of this dependent self.
Take some.
Of dualism is an ultimate Within their own system, the Chitra Martins assert the realization of the two types of no-self. If these are evaluated by Madhyamaka reasoning, there remains an aspect of the self of phenomena. Because the Chitta Matrins assert that consciousness empty of dualism is an ultimate. Within their own system, the Chitta Matrins assert the realization of the two types of no-self. If these are evaluated by Madhyamaka reason,
So this completes an explanation of the fourth section, which is how specific philosophical systems realize the no-self of phenomena. And there are seven lines of the root verse for this section. So there are many different ways in which appearances arise in our, during our life, or the appearances of our life arise. And there are many different ways in which these change. And so we should apply these, the view in the different philosophical systems to the appearances of this life and see what is like in for each, or from the perspective of each of these systems. Some people think that this life is very long.
Some people to do something.
Maybe too long. Some people think that life is too short and they wish it was longer. And however, long and short are not truly existent things. There is an equality that has to be realized. The three times don't truly exist, and therefore an idea about things being long or short doesn't truly exist. These are equal or the same, long and short. And so the relative appearances of this life are like a dream or an illusion.
Marve.
What is the reason for saying that this life is not truly existent? Well, the past is over and finished. It's not something we can see. I can't see the past. We can only see the appearances that are that arise to us in the present moment. We can't see the future. All we can see is the present instant, like a finger snap of appearances. And even this instant of present appearances is not something which lasts. It ceases. So therefore, it is these appearances of this life are not real. They're like a dream. We simply think that they are real, and this the thought that the appearances of this life are real is confusion.
Nelo la chipo the donga nipa ma nika mato for a malam dabore chipo la kaya yamudo, dupo la kaya yamudo. In a chutopa la donga chung the gagre chipo chung the same ying dobre chutogo mare donga chunga tene donga jinye butu imbesena chutogre chutumune dropa la donga chung the gagre. This and a patro rambuchi china maga dog nanga somebody. China ngaja trikpambe se, jipo chona ngaja ambegare, trikpambegare, tene trukso ambegare. Donga chona tene ngaja chungchong dogare, chado chigamare, tene chu yafu tengare, tisa na donga chona gagare se, patro rumbuchi sungpare. Tendavo Sumbare, Patrambuchi, some Tendavo Tangre, Tacheran so chain and Gagandoga don't gagged. Some Bagato so chain a yagra, don't the yagra. Patrambuchi don't the yagris. The Chudrapala don't the yagris, Sumbaramato, Jigden Parbaina don't the yagamara, the Sumumar. Chudromna don't the gagano. Chipuyuna, Medin, Gidin, Mazan, Gosan, Muziguzi is over.
So most of us want to have a happy, pleasant life. Wishing to have a happy, pleasant life is ordinary kind of worldly thought that arises or accords with clinging to a self. And this wishing to have happiness or pleasure in that way is a state of delusion. So among these two, whether we have a happy or unhappy life, is really just an idea. But if we look at it from the perspective of practicing Dharma, if we're having a very pleasant time, we're often very distracted by this. However, if we're experiencing difficulties, we tend to think more of the Dharma and practice more because the Dharma is the remedy for our suffering. And Mahatma Rinpoche has said, I don't like happiness, I like suffering. And the reason for this is that being in a happy state can often lead to pride and arrogance. It can then increase one's difficulties with other people. However, when one is suffering, one's pride decreases, jealousy doesn't arise, and one remembers the Dharma well. So this is what Pratra Rinpoche had to say, that he preferred suffering or difficult times over happiness. So you should, but he said this because suffering is more conducive to practicing the Dharma. Didn't say this from the point of view of an ordinary person's experience in the world. So you should look at this and decide whether you think it's better to be happy or experience suffering. You could research this and see what you think about it.
Research. Chi ete re reason to zoba ya karo? Research. Tene yang chyo dropa la drata nyi sa ya kata tako kare. Chik se na dra ya kare. Nyi je, nyi da troke rangi chyo dropa la kek zo to kare. Kain se na nyi je kala nyi gondo kek zo to kare. Drabo ke chu drapa la troz ogre ma to kek zo tu ge yamare. Kain se na ngara drabo ka le nyingi ma to kek zo tu ge ma. Drabo ke cheran chu ma zi se la na kek zo tu ge ma re. Drabo noe pa zoe pa la zoe pa gom na te chu ji nyam ni ya kyu re. Di se na teni chu drapa la dra ta nyi nyi shim jo ya pa zo na drabo te chu drapa tro ya ge re. Nyi di du ge re. They are research of it. Research.
And when we're practicing Dharma, you should look to see which, what is more helpful, a friend or an enemy. And it may be that enemies are more helpful because friends can become an obstacle or impediment to the practice of Dharma because you're more apt to listen to your friends than you are to your enemies. An enemy, in fact, becomes an assistance for your practice. Because if your enemy tells you not to practice the Dharma, you're not going to listen to him. And if you meditate on patience with this enemy, then that's an excellent way of practicing the Dharma. So you should also research this to see which is better, friends or enemies.
Tene mela repe chu sepa la drabo nyi tan dra nyi le drabo katin chimpu yin sun pare. Pe na mela repe dra yi tsowa akko ane nyi re akko xe sunwa re ndo jiswa ane mela repe kundin le lepa kapsu tene nga chu tan jarwa te akko ta ane katin yi tuji che se. Shora. Tuji che. Tene kangba ta hinka ta kangka ane la ne pate sa. Ti se na mala re pe di sa ya pa zwe bani. Re re. Tambo kangba ta hinka ta kangka ane la te sa. Tene charang katin chimbo yin chu dan jarwa te akka ane katin yin tuki che sa. Tene ne ba sa cha ta hinka kangka te bani. Tene che, tene nga tso yang resa rizho ko. So katin chi kiri, ta ko. Shimjok zho ko kondo.
So Milarepa thought that his enemies were very kind to him. And his worst enemies were his uncle and aunt. And his uncle had died. And later on his aunt came to see him. And he said to her that she and his uncle had been very kind to him because it was through them that he came to meet the Dharma. And he gave her his house and his land, and so they have been very kind and thanked her for all the difficulties they have caused. So Milarepa had done his research well.
Then Milarepa Yuma Anindi Milarepa Loma Chasun, Loma Yakuji Chari.
And later on, Milarepa's aunt became his student.
Then he sang more the sister, sang more the Loma Chaya, Lela Majum Kalekabuzum. Jesus Mato Chatuma. Mokat in the Malaria, Pakatom Maze, Kalekapo Maze, Tene Jubzesa, Labza Mambo Jabare, the Malaria Pakinima, Manimbare, Mato Moka, Labza Mambo Jabare. Ram cut up to the Mazer, Kaleka, what to the Mazer, Maginda, get your ballet to do Mado Chiran, Sajumapa, Conjumapa to do Mazo, said Loza Mambujaber, Nina Malaria Paca Manimber. Cassay Nina, the Nepartis over it.
The Milarepa's sister only became his student after some time. At first, she argued with him about the way he was practicing the Dharma, telling him he was practicing with too many austerities, too much hardship, not having enough to eat, not having enough clothes to wear. He wasn't practicing the way other people practiced. And even though she made all these different kinds of objections to what he was doing, he didn't listen to her. And had he listened to her, it probably would have created an obstacle for his practice. She wished that Milarepa would practice like wealthy people, or in a way which would lead him to be a wealthy person.
Then take out the Lama Par, Lotta, he saw a Lama Supuji, and the Tenda which owned the Gardens. Then do you some of the tea you pull and do? Teach our little girls in my love the Javadin. I'm glad it is you.
She wanted him to be like a great teacher of that time who was very wealthy, called a Bari Losawa. And she said, well, if you can't be like him, you could at least go and be like one of his servants, or go be one of his monks. But Milarepa wouldn't listen to this
either.
So she said these things out of love for her brother Milarepa. She said it having a good attitude and wanting things to be nice for him, but he didn't listen to her, and had he, it would have been an obstacle for him. And you should look and see which is more helpful for your practice, friends or enemies. You should research this.